welcome back to our podcast this week.
Again, I'm gonna announce this every podcast until the day of, but we are having a event in Tokyo, Roppongi, to see you guys in May 5th. Yay! I'm so excited. Like, tickets are selling, and we don't have a lot of tickets begin with, because we wanted to like really spend time with each one of you guys, because
yes,
you
know, for sure,
we wanted to answer questions and like talk to you guys, take pictures with you guys.
And it's the very first event that we're ever hosting. I know. So like, we want to make it very kinda special crazy. And we want to like make sure to like get to know each and one of you.
Yes.
And I'm literally so excited.
So excited.
And I'm not gonna make you regret it, so please come. 本当にみんなに来てほしいし、会いたいから本当に待ってる。
The link should be on the profile bio already, right? Spotify?
Yes, Spotify のプロフィール欄にも貼ってあるはずなので、そこからチケット購入できます。
はい。TikTok のリンクとかインスタのうちらのリンクにも全部あるから、よかったらチェックしてみてね。Anyways, so today, recently, I found this like TikTok where two guys are talking about like would you rather questions on their pod, and I thought it'd be funny if we did that too.
Yeah,
I mean, we
it.
Love doing that anyway. Like, yeah. We always do it. Like, when we're not even filming our podcast, like we should be filming. But I'm like, would you rather marry a guy that's like this or this? Yeah. And she's like, why aren't we filming? And I'm like, true. But we will do it on camera today. So, would you rather date a guy that's not your type, but you guys get along really well, mm-hmm. or a guy that's exactly your type, but personality-wise, you guys don't get along really well?
That's so hard.
Right?
Like, think like about... Like, not my type as in, like,
the way he looks, yeah, yeah. Let's stop dating guys for fun.
Okay, if I'm gonna stop dating guys for fun,
yeah,
then I'm 100% gonna date the guy that I get along with and I don't like his looks.
100%. Because personality is more important.
Personality is more important for me. Yeah. And if I don't like vibe with him, like energy wise, it's gonna make me uncomfortable being with him. Mm-hmm. That it's gonna make me stressed out when I'm with him, especially if he's hot. Like,
true.
If he's hot and we don't match, like, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
No, but like, I was thinking about this question, right?
Yeah.
And I thought so too, like, personality always forever. Yeah. But then like, my first ever boyfriend, I didn't like the way he looks,
yeah,
but personality wise we got along really well. Like, we were like best friends,
yeah, yeah,
right? But every time we would get in a fight,
yeah,
it would piss me off so much.
Right, right.
Like, just looking at him, I'm like, well, I just want to punch you in the face.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But then the second boyfriend,
yeah,
that I got after that, his looks were like perfect.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he was like a model.
Yeah,
like, he looked,
yeah, yeah,
really good.
Yeah.
And there were times we didn't get along. I would, yeah, say we weren't like best friends.
Yeah.
It was like surface relationship.
Yeah.
But every time we get in a fight, I can't get that angry. I calm down
because
he looks so good. Like, he'd be like, ugh, and he looks to the side, right? And his side profile is like perfect. I'm like, god damn it, this guy. And then it calms me down, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay, maybe I said too much.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay,
that's
let's
so
talk about
funny.
It. So like, with my first boyfriend, we had this like screaming fight,
yeah,
where,
yeah,
we'd like,
yeah,
scream at each other, and like I'd almost hit him,
yeah,
which I didn't. But with my second boyfriend, I never got to that point where we like screamed at each other,
yeah,
because I was so calm.
Yeah. That's so interesting. Okay, now I'm convinced. I probably,
and
I
he looks good. So
yeah,
like,
yeah, right, right, right. Okay, that's not gonna make me stressed. It's gonna make me feel calmer.
Yeah.
Because he looks good.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, get along, but yeah, like, what do you mean by that, you know?
So might as well get along with,
we'll try to get
try
along
to get
with
along
guy
with
that
guy.
Good. Yeah,
okay, fair. Convinced. Okay guys, get along with a guy that you think is hot.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather date a guy, mm-hmm. who is rich because of his parents,
ooh,
or a guy who's still poor,
uh-huh.
but he's working hard?
Ooh, so like old money rich guy or like a grinding kind of guy?
Yeah, but he doesn't have money yet.
God damn it. Oh my god. Wait, would I rather marry or date?
I don't know.
Date.
But you know.
Yeah, yeah, that leads to marriage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that so hard?
It's so hard. Because, well, because like, people who come from a rich family, mm-hmm. they have two personalities.
Yeah.
One, their parent literally spoiled them, yeah. and they're like a complete spoiled rotten yeah. brat. Like, they think they have everything in the world. They think they rule the world, basically. Mm-hmm. And then there's like these type where, because they come from a strategic family line, they are taught to be humble. They are taught to be respectful. They have manners.
Yeah.
And they weren't spoiled because yeah. their parents didn't want him to think that he was rich.
Right.
And that kind of guys are like really, really good guys. Like,
right, right.
They're better than guys who like
are just
yeah. like, they're so humble. They're okay. so respectful. So, but I don't get to choose which rich guy.
No,
right. Like, I don't know if I would. Okay, to be fair, right now, me right now, I think I would date a guy who's grinding mm-hmm. because I think that's also going to make me grind harder to work for my goals and future fair. Dreams as well. Because if I date the rich guy and, like, you know, he provides me too.
Yeah.
I'm just going
right,
to be this.
Going to be as motivated.
Yeah. I'm going to be true. A doll and just be like, can you buy this for me?
Yeah,
can,
I, yeah.
can we go eat this? Yeah.
That's true.
So for myself, I would probably date
that's,
a guy.
That's a good answer, I would say.
Thanks.
That's very strict on yourself.
However, you would
just rate the rich guy.
I knew it. I knew it.
Why? Because like even if I think about marriage, mm-hmm. like his family's rich.
Yeah.
So obviously, like I can just be with him and his family. Like I could get married to him and like, you know.
But what if he's literally a spoiled rotten brat? Like more. Well, he thinks people can be used and he like buy money and he can get whatever the fuck he wants. He talks down on people who doesn't have money.
Okay, well then I will try my best to train him.
But you know, he's the one who's
providing.
So hopefully
he's like really in love with me.
Right.
That it like, needs to be me.
Like he needs to listen to you.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
he doesn't want to lose you.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
then
ideal.
I can be the motivation for him to become like a normal person.
You're right.
Like somewhat, a respectful yeah, person. Yeah, yeah. Like I can teach him.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. She's willing to take like the risk. It's like a 50-50 chance, I would say.
Yeah, right? It is. Yeah. I really don't want to choose here. Mm-hmm. Like it's like if I had to,
yeah, yeah,
I would.
Yeah, yeah, if we had to.
We'll see.
Okay. Would you rather find mm-hmm. your true love today?
Yep.
Or win the lottery next year?
Win the lottery next year. That was easy.
Hey girl, you might not meet him ever again. Like, you might have the money, but you might not have the... It's basically love or money.
Money. Okay. I'm just like low-key kidding right now.
Are you though?
I'm like low-key kidding.
No, but I'm like high-key not kidding. Like I would choose
okay,
that
okay
too.
But like I would choose to win the lottery, and with that money I feel like if I have more money now mm-hmm. I can use that to travel to places mm-hmm. and be more like exposed in areas mm-hmm. where I could potentially meet my true love or mm-hmm. like who I want my true love to become.
Okay.
As in, I feel like with the money, I will have access to places that uh-huh. I want to find my future husband.
Fair.
Yeah.
Me, I would choose the lottery.
Okay.
Not for the same reasons.
Okay.
I would choose the lottery because I don't believe there's true
right,
love.
Right.
I think I can get, like, you should get along with someone that comes in the right timing. And, like, you know, I don't think there's this perfect guy for me that matches, like, this puzzle piece. Like, no. I don't believe that. Mm. So, lottery.
Yeah.
And I will have the money in the world.
Yeah, that's amazing. But you get what I'm saying, right?
No. Yeah, I get it.
Like, okay. So I can pay and mm-hmm. get a nice dress and go to these parties in Singapore or something.
Okay. What if meet your true love today?
Yeah.
Or have a one-night stand with your celebrity crush?
Have a one-night stand with my celebrity.
Okay, so, well, your explanation doesn't, you know, make sense now because you don't get to spend the money to go to the places that you could potentially meet the love of.
Okay, so I guess I also feel like I don't need to meet my true love today. I feel like I can.
No, but, like, doesn't mean that you're going to get together. It's just, it's more like...
Yeah, yeah,
the
no.
Guy, like, one of the guys you meet today is the guy that you're probably going to get married to.
Right, and it's fine. I think it will be much more memorable in my life mm-hmm. for me to be able to have a one-night stand with my celebrity crush.
God damn it.
Who agrees?
I don't. I would
really?
Meet the true love if it's just a celebrity crush. Like, if it's lottery, 100%. Also because I don't really believe in true love. But if it does exist, I would choose that because
the thing about celebrity is that I just love watching the celebrities. Like the fact that he's hard to get, like the fact that I can never reach him, yeah, is what makes him so attractive, yeah, to me. If I can get him, if he wants me,
yeah,
for a one night stand especially, yeah, I'm gonna be like, wow, like you're that type of guy.
I yeah get they it. Are
yeah,
and I'm just gonna let them.
Yeah, so we're very opposite.
By the way, I was imagining MGK this whole
time. I know. I know, that's exactly what, like,
yeah
maybe because all the celebrity crushes that I have are like 40 plus.
Yeah, that's
like Johnny Depp.
Yeah, that's
Ogurishu. They're old.
Yeah, that's really old.
Like I'd rather be friends with them, you know. I'd rather have them be maybe my mentor or something.
Yeah, same. That's like dad.
Shut up.
No, that's not true. That's dad. Okay, you know, I was actually gonna ask a same question. Would you rather find true love or be rich?
But okay.
Would you rather date a vegan or a bad kisser?
Oh my god. That's, oh my god.
Isn't that so funny? Yeah. So what are you going to choose?
Okay.
Forever vegan? You cannot have meat. You cannot have eggs.
No, why can't I?
You can't.
He can.
I just can't.
No, he can't, right? I can't.
Yeah,
right?
He can't.
I can secretly.
He can't. But yeah, you can't, like, secretly. You guys have like the greatest sex, like whatever.
But I think I would take the greatest sex over vegetarian.
A vegan?
Not even vegetarian.
No, vegan.
Oh my god.
That's why I'm saying you can't have eggs or milk or anything, oh man. You can't even have honey. Oh. No honey. No honey, girl.
But I can, right?
I don't like it in the house.
Oh,
it
makes
me
god.
Anxious.
Oh my god.
Can we live together?
Oh my god.
No eggs. I can smell it from downstairs.
Oh my god. How bad of a kisser? How bad of a kisser is he? How bad?
I don't know. He's but you guys have like the greatest like food taste. Both of you. Amazing food. That was amazing, girl. And then he kisses you and it's like,
he can't be bad at like a peck, can he?
No, it's really bad. Well, his tongue comes out just for the peck. Like for some reason he's like, even if it's just like a little, like for some reason his tongue is like
ew.
sorry
I'm just like, it's one thing that this guy is a vegan. It's another thing if he forces me to be one or doesn't allow those things in the house.
Yeah, so what? Decide. Decide.
Vegan. Okay. Bad kissers. Like, she said I'd rather.
You can train him. Vegans, you can't train to become.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Or I'll just go out with my gal friends all the time when we eat.
Yeah, that's fine.
You?
Yeah, I would also date a vegan.
Yeah. Kiss is pretty important. Like, it's not that important. It's not like you do it every day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like thinking of like stress level wise.
Yeah,
like over time, because I think over time both is very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
But the kissing, I feel like you could communicate that to him.
Yeah,
and if he's like willing to learn,
uh-huh,
if he's like willing to be trained and he has no pride,
yeah,
and listens to you, I think it could get better as opposed to vegan.
Wait, but you said you would date vegan.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I'm still saying but it is low-key hard to date a vegan, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, I don't even have a vegan friend,
right?
So I don't know what it's like. Maybe that's why I'm choosing vegan, because I don't know how bad it is for me to be with a vegan, right? Like how stressful it can be, right? I'm not nothing against people who are vegan, no, though, like, you know what I mean,
it's fine, but I feel like I don't think I could live with someone who's vegan.
Yeah,
or like get married to someone who's vegan.
Yeah, but you know, I would try that more than dating a bad kisser.
okay
would you rather date a guy who has a clean room, mm-hmm, but dirty car and a cracked phone case or a phone screen,
mm-hmm,
or a guy with clean car, no crack on the phone, but messy room?
I would rather date a guy with a dirty car and a cracked phone case and has a clean room.
Same.
Yeah.
Because imagine a guy who has a dirty room, but like his car and his phone is clean. That's definitely to show it to someone else.
Right.
Like, to show off to a girl. Or, like, you know, it's like the outside presence he cares about more than how his living standards are and how his space, like, his personal private space are. As opposed to, like, guy who has a clean room but, like, a dirty car and a phone.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of doesn't care about what other people think about him.
That's true.
But he really cares about his personal space.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of girls like that too. Like, I know
we're like we're that too,
but like there's girls with like dirty ass rooms, but she will like go out so pretty, like well dressed, so with like fine makeup on, perfume, everything. Like, you would not expect her to be living in this kind of room situation. Like, that's I've seen so many girls.
It's scary, right?
I was like, do you live here? Do you actually live
it's
here?
It's scary.
It's scary.
So, it's really scary.
And
but I really
shows.
And I feel like even just like the expectation wise, like if you like go into his car's dirty, he has a cracked phone case, your expectations are low. And then you go to his house and you're like, Damn, your house is actually so clean. Like, wow.
Like, that
as opposed to like, you know, going in from the car, like super nice, car, or like you're gonna have like these high expectations, you go to his room and you're like, oh my god,
it's so dirty.
It's so bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either. Right.
Yeah, I think it's just the best to date like a minimal guy who doesn't even want stuff in the house in the first place.
Yeah,
because like I think a lot of the problems with girls is that they have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so one thing I do want to ask for girls that like minimal guys, are you okay with him wearing the same thing every day,
like washed, right?
Yeah,
it's just the same style of t-shirts.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm totally fine. Like, I
like he only wears white t-shirts and black pants.
See, that like the only like the only that comes with the minimalistic lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, I only like these kinds of t-shirts. I only like these trousers.
Okay, that's of expectation or like this like, you know, stereotype that you have, which is not true.
Okay.
I know a minimal girl.
Yeah.
And she doesn't wear everything. Like, she does, she literally has like 10 items, but it doesn't have to be the same like brand or the same color or the same size or the same style.
Yeah.
So I don't think minimal means that kind of guy. Like, I think that's more like, what do you call it? Like kickbicky, like OCD almost. Like clean freak.
Yeah.
I think they tend to want to wear the same thing over and over and over again.
I mean, I like a minimal guy who dresses well, but that's kind of hard because like
I feel like also your definition of dressed well, because like some girls like suits,
You know?
But that's not your definition of well dressed, right?
Well dressed, I mean like influencer well dressed,
right? Like then,
but ideally, if he has like a nice, cute room, I'm fine. Like, I'm not expecting this guy that I like to have like a like nothing in his room, like black and white, like everything is like in place. I like going into like a designer's room or like a house where he has like a plant situation going on. He has like clothes, like, and he has like little like paintings or whatever.
Yeah
And like he has like a cute room with like a nice style. I think, and then if it's clean, it's fine,
right?
I think the difference there is that if it's messy and there's like dust as opposed to like everything is like put in place but there's just some stuff,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I it's crazy, but I've never been to a guy's house and it was dirty. All the guys' house that I've been to has been clean. Like, I'm my ex-boyfriends, there he was like clean all the time. Our guy friends' house are always so clean. Except for that one time he owned a cat and the cat was pooping in the room. That was not
that was
nice,
really bad.
But, that was really bad. But still, like, the room is so cool.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's true. I have never been to a dirty room before.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So maybe guys are more cleaner than girls.
TBH. I mean, I do think there's just like not a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And like when the guy's room is dirty, maybe it's like high schoolers who like play sports every day, who has like homework, loads of homework on the desk, and like he also games, so he has like snacks all over the desk, like that kind of situation, right? I think that's like a high school thing, I feel.
So
like,
so what's wrong with us?
Well, us, there's clearly something wrong with us, but I do think we get gifted a lot of things. And I know that a lot of people like give it to their family or friends, but we try to like wear everything, we try to use everything. I think
you make it sound like we're not the victim.
No, I want to but like, and then not only that, our we also do a social media marketing company together, and we do a lot of event planning. We buy so many like gadgets and cameras and like backdrops and stuff, and we also have tons of like
what is it called, like small gifting items that we use during the event, like those are in our house.
Keep going.
It's not trash, but it's not something we can just throw away.
Hence, yeah, I mean, we have thrown away everything that we need to throw away. Mm-hmm. There's just too much stuff in such little space.
Yeah,
that's my only complaint. Yeah. Especially living in Tokyo, mm-hmm. it's really hard to find a big space here.
Yeah.
Unless you pay like a shit ton.
Yeah.
Which so, we would like to do in the future.
We are manifesting to move soon.
Yes.
We're already looking for places. And we're trying to move in July or June.
June or July.
So hopefully.
And it's so hard because not only do I want to move into a big space, mm-hmm. but like, you know, Japanese houses have like this like Japanese house aesthetic.
Style, yeah.
And I don't like that.
Yeah.
We live in a designer's home, which is why we have this concrete wall. And situation. I love this about our house.
Yeah,
like I think we forget, like we take it for granted.
True.
And like there's no complaints on like how it looks on the inside because mm-hmm. it looks cool,
right?
It's just that it's so small,
yeah,
that it makes me stressed out,
right?
So it should be twice house, this height. Yeah, so. I want another big house, mm-hmm. but with like the same vibes,
right? So we need to start hunting like now.
Yeah the house hunt starts now.
Okay, would you rather date a guy who will finish eating whatever you make? He'll eat everything, but he never makes a comment about it. Or a guy who always compliments the food that you make, but he never finishes them.
That is so stressful.
It's like you're complimenting, but you're not finishing my food. Like, what's going on?
Oh my God, that's so stressful. That's so stressful.
Like, oh my God, you're the best chef ever. The food you make is always so good.
But then I would
so
be like, okay, then why aren't you finishing it?
I'm just so full.
And what are you going to do with the leftover food? Are you going to have it tomorrow morning?
I don't know. Maybe.
But you're amazing, chef. I love
Okay, I think I'm going to have to go with the first one.
Yeah, same.
Go with the first one. Finish the food. Don't say anything.
Actions speak louder than words. Guys who don't finish my food, no.
Yeah, finish the food.
Finish the food. You don't have to say that it's good. Just finish
it. Yeah, just finish the food.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do about it? Put it in the trash? Dude, if I see you, put it in the fucking trash. You know how angry I'm gonna be? I'm gonna kick you out of the house. Literally. Yeah. I'm never gonna cook for him again.
It's also like an Asian culture thing where it's really rude to not finish the food, you know? Like, I know, because I went to an American school and all my like teachers from America, they would literally eat half of the food and just bin it. Mm. Or like kids from America, they would not finish their food.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh. They're throwing away the food. Yeah. Like all the Japanese kids at the school would like finish even if they can't eat anymore.
If you go to Japanese school, you're like low-key forced to eat everything on your plate.
Yeah.
Like you kind of have to.
Like unless you're allergic.
Yeah.
Like,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. My mom used to like, she told me she had to hide this piece of bread in her desk until after school because she can't get out of the lunchroom.
Yeah.
Unless she finishes everything. Yeah. She can't go to recess without finishing them. Yeah. So she would have to hide it. And then sometimes like she would forget about it and she would find it like a week later.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
But yeah, like that's how rude it is in Asia or in Japan to like leave food.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Finish my food.
Finish my food.
I mean, I'll ask you, was it good? Was it good?
Yeah, yeah. Tell me if good. He's like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Damn. Anyways, so yeah.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening to our Would You Rather episode. And hope you guys enjoyed it. And we shall see you at our event.
Yay, bye.
See you next week.